Hello, patrons. Welcome to another post-show here for episode 106 of Court of Swords. I'm just going to do that with every fifth word. I'm just going to peek it in the voice inflection. We'll see how annoying it gets after 5 minutes. We'll see. We'll just see what happens. We rested. We finally got some sleep.
You did it. Do you know why? Did you solve the riddle, do you think? What do you think is the reason why you're able to rest now and you couldn't before?
I have my idea that it has to be substance from this world that'll provide some sort of rest, because nothing from our world provides like substance to rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was kind of wondering if like, if I didn't drink and just ate the meat or whatever it was that the lizard thing that we ate.
We didn't test that. Yeah. We did
the experiment. Whammy. Yeah. The experiment was bad because you didn't have a control. You did two different things in one night. So yeah, hard to say.
Yeah. Because we had like jerky and stuff from our world, but it didn't do anything. So that's why I'm thinking some sort of issue with it being from our world and nothing from there can provide like nourishment in this world. Mm. But yeah, I don't know. We didn't test it. So, and it doesn't much matter because we're all dead next episode except for Amos. So we'll be making some new characters.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have my own idea. And Zeke, we should not share our ideas because one, I don't want to.
We're in the moment.
Yeah, we're in the moment, and I don't want you to steal mine, and I don't want me to steal yours in case yours works and mine doesn't. And yeah, and also we have to see what happens with Max because like we might just be fighting. So.
I mean, I'm not going to just let them capture me if they're going to try to go after me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how you're going to get out of that. I mean, I have some ideas, but they kind of bleed into my idea of getting through. So,
well, I thought that, you know.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Singing a stupid song about how heaven sucks and whatever and going along with their whole shtick would have worked.
Yes, the idea was great. Absolutely. The execution was a 5. Came
back to the role, right?
He sucked at that role. Which is not anything on you. You just
it's interesting because we've run into this a few times and I sometimes forget that, like, for the most part, like Max especially, you've only played a couple of role playing games. I wonder how you would feel about playing a game that uses less mechanisms where you're like, here's a cool thing I do, and then the game's like, fuck you, you look like a jackass, you don't do it. Like there are games where you like you bid points instead, so you're like, I'm willing to put in this much effort. Is that enough, right? You like contest. There's a bunch of different ways to resolve mechanisms. And I hadn't really thought about it before, but yeah, like that is a frustrating thing. And not all games work like that, which is kind of neat. Yeah, I'm going to dig around. I'm going to see if I can find a game and we should do like a one shot or something so we can try this other way that games do these things. Cause I think you'd be into it. I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
Well, I remember being frustrated a lot with Calumet because Calumet would roll a lot of times on his like most strongest points and just roll terribly and it would come out badly at something that he was supposed to be good at.
Yeah.
Yeah. A D20 is a harsh mistress, right? It's like, you're essentially think about it this way, right? We think about and we're trained to think about the roles in the game as being a D20 plus our modifier. But if you think about it, it's really your modifier versus a DC and then a random bonus between 1 and 20.
Yep, that's how I look at it.
So if I so if I say to you like it's DC 10, you're like I've got a plus 5, you know, plus a random D20 roll, you can get a better idea of how likely you are to succeed, but there is still that massive swinginess that happens where sometimes you can pull off crazy difficult stuff, but other times if you're not already bonused over the DC, you have an equal chance to just roll a 1 and be like, well, cool, great. You doesn't matter. You have a plus 14. It was a 16 and you got a 1.
When you were making me do the con checks and we started at 10, my thought right out of the gate is I have a plus 9. So very, very, very unlikely. I didn't say that. I didn't want to curse myself and then roll a 1.
But
I was immediately like, all right, that's fine. I'll just keep rolling the plus 9s. It's not a big deal. And then I think the other thing too is a lot of times, and Ramus will do this as well, or Dan will do this as well, But if we get into a situation where a role is super important, we don't have some sort of inspiration to use or anything like that, we'll try to do like a narrative position to be like, well, can I get advantage for XYZ? Most of the time you're going to be like, nah, like, no, you can't get the, but every once in a while we sneak by and get the advantage from somewhere.
Listen, you wear them down with enough asks eventually.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's literally what it is. It's literally what that is. So yeah, I'd be curious to see Max in like a Fate accelerated system or something like that, to where you can just spout bullshit and then it just works. And then
well, the curve along. Like there is occasionally still like that stuff in Fate, but the curve is different, right? Where it's less like dramatically uncertain. And there's very few of those. I think the other thing too is like playing a game in which you fail forward instead of just a failure being like, nope. You know, like it's a hard thing to jam into D&D because D&D isn't built for it. It's got some suggestions in the Dungeon Master's Guide, like try to make this a thing, but it's not built into the system. But a game where it's like you succeed or you fail, but a fail isn't like you just look like a jackass. It's like you get what you want, but there's like some penalty to it, some problem that comes along with it. So in this case, like I could have said if you failed, and I guess I could have done this in D&D, but it's generally just so much harder to remember. I could have said, like, if you failed, like, yes, you still succeed, but you get the attention of someone in the crowd who works for a anti-blasphemy task force, and they follow you into town, and now they're watching you, right? Like, it's D&D, you can do it, but it just is, it's all on the GM to think of ways to do that. But there are games that are like, no, if you fail, here are some alternate things that might happen.
Right.
So, yeah, interesting stuff. There's definitely some grist there. I'm gonna think about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Max might have failed at potentially getting inside, but he did beat the fuck out of that basilisk in the
that's in true the forest. That was true. A nice personal victory for me, especially dealing with, you know, being fucking tired as shit and having 8 HP.
I was really afraid when you went out there by yourself. My immediate
almost happened.
Berg's gonna die.
Happened. One of those narrative things again where or probably should have gone down because of this stupid fucking snake thingy or whatever. He's like, no.
No.
I love being able to be like, gotta be food.
Yeah. Well, okay. Two things. What was the line?
Huh?
What was the line you said?
You're gonna be food. I'm pretty sure that's what I said. Something like,
you're gonna be food.
Yeah. Okay. Second thing is, I was like, not for any other reason. Like, I don't have any malicious intent or anything, but I wanted to see what happened if Berg died. Like,
I was the same way. I was like,
would he come on back?
Yeah, I was like, this is our chance to test it. Let's see if it works.
Yeah, that's kind of why I was like, either I would have been upset, you know, just for that personal victory for Berg to push on through yet again. But also, if he died, I would have been like, well, we're going to find out if that works. I guess since we aren't of this plane, it just doesn't work for us. But
yeah, that's my inclination as well. There was a moment where I was like, well, but I'm just gonna slit my throat in the middle of sleep and just see what happens.
You get just so tired that you're just like, I can't handle it anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that would have been I think it would have been temptation for sure if we didn't get any sleep, but luckily we did. What else went on this episode? A decent amount of lore drop, especially with Ramus and the big boy, whatever. I mess up the names.
He's actually really small. His name is Little Action. He is a void genasi, and he is very interested in like Ramus as a person, not just as like a weird thing. Like, I loved those two little vignettes we had where he was like, yeah, I'm kind of different from my friends, and I get that you are different from your friends too. Like, you got these like three big fighter types, and he's like, yeah, I'm around like violent, intense people all the time, but it's cool that you're like asking me questions about my world, and I'm gonna do the same. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's such a fascinating world to learn little bits about. It's so different from what you would expect or what we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't feel like Maharib necessarily had the biggest points to push around to kind of learn more, so I'm glad that Ramus was out there kind of pushing the NPCs to learn a little bit more about the the world and stuff like that so that we can continue doing that every episode. I had my hands full with keeping Yoda sober most of this episode. that was kind of the main thing.
I honestly feel a little bit bad about that.
Oh, I don't feel bad at all, even though
there's nothing I can do about it. But like, seriously, anything that seems like a tedious action, meaning like babysitting a fucking alcoholic, you know, like that's pretty shitty. But I mean, it was fun to RP that out.
Yeah, I mean,
and use excuses and like try and get you to see my side of it, even though like if it were me doing the same thing to you, I would be a skeptical and be like, nah, give it over.
Yeah, no, I don't find it tedious at all. I hope that my mannerisms don't come across as that. Mahareeb probably does, but as a player, I'm enjoying it for sure. So keep it up. Like, I don't want the path of least resistance for the XP there. Like, I enjoy punching you in the face when you don't do what I do. What I want you to do.
That fucking honey reveal was pretty great. I had no idea that like that you were digging down on my fucking honey pot.
Well, because I had it the first day. Then I didn't sleep, and then I gave it back to you when we went to go talk to your father after the same, which was the same day. So I've really only had it for like 3 or 4 days. It's only been 3 or 4 days since all that happened.
Yeah, but like you would think he would transform into something that we'd all be able to get use out of, like water. But you're like, no, honey, again, like what the fuck, dude?
Yeah,
yeah. Why I'm sure do you keep doing that?
You're like, I'm sure there's some like significance that ties back to Mahareeb as a kid, because honey probably was a valuable resource, right? Because it's not something you can get in the fucking snowy mountain world.
Uh-huh. No, that's exactly what I was thinking. My thought was like, he probably doesn't have sweet.
Yeah,
he has meat and savory and salty and that kind of shit. But sweet is not something you get.
Yeah,
if you're like a tribal person, a lot of the time.
The only times I would think that the tribe would get it would be, you know, during the summer when we're potentially going down from the mountain into kind of the forest, or during the winter when we're getting out of the mountain because it's so fucking cold and trying to get down into the forest. I don't know which one would be true. I haven't spent too much time thinking about it, but yeah, that's probably where his like affinity from or for honey is coming from. So I'll tie that into the character somehow.
I love it. Yeah, so good.
Fun, small little thing, which is a lot of times fun, the most fun to RP. So we'll see what happens. What else went down? We finally got some use. It took about, I don't know, 60 episodes. We finally got some use out of the Bag of Devouring.
Yeah. Yeah.
It finally did something. We've just had
it.
It's
been useless for a long while.
In my inventory for so long.
That's been there.
I was wondering if you were going to bust that out, because it would have been like the funny thing about it is like, had you tried to put something in there in like a dangerous situation, you know, if you were like, oh God, we have to like get rid of this thing and you put it in there, I would have just been like, cool, you throw it in the bag and it falls from the sky and lands at your feet. Yeah. I like that chat too was like, oh my God, does that mean all your stuff is here? I'm like, well, it's a big world, but yeah, someone somewhere was like walking down the street and then a bunch of armor just like fell on the ground and they're like, oh, okay, cool, I'll take gold. It. Yeah. And like gold and shit, but they wouldn't have any use for it. They'd be like, what are these sparkly things that look like coins, but they're not made out of coin material.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. It's pretty funny.
That was definitely, I'm just kind of sad that we lost it in this one place where we could actually have a use for it somewhat. But it is what it is. We could steal it back if we want to. We might actually be killing everyone here at the gate. So we didn't really discuss it too before we came into the city, but what would be the ramifications if we just like slaughtered everyone here, Adam? Would it not be good?
It's a Grand Theft Auto situation, right? So like, yes, well, you kill like all these guards.
Question, but it's a different
you kill
world.
All these guards and more guards will come. And if you kill them, more tougher, better guys will come. And that'll keep happening until the toughest, betterest guys show up. You could also run away or like whatever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, escalation is the answer to that question. Okay. Like, things will just keep getting worse.
My thought was probably try to run away.
Because Bert's just gonna really like good. Take off the opposite way, and me and Yoda will be like, "Yeah, we don't know that guy. That guy's fucking weird.
Weird. We don't know." I mean, you can always run off. You can always run off to the farm, right? You can always go and you have somewhere outside the city you can go.
Yeah, we can go visit Bugfucker, whatever the hell.
Obstinate Bugfucker. Yeah, that's the guy's name.
I love writing those names down, 'cause I write down every proper name that I like immediately if I can.
Yeah. Obstinate Bugfucker. Did you get that long one, aka Neil?
No, I didn't do the whole thing. I just did Blood and Ash, Neil in parentheses.
Okay, all
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else episode-wise?
Dude, Ramus is having a fucking heyday here. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I think it'll be a tough time to... Whenever we do decide to go back, or if we do eventually make it back, I guess I should say, Ramus is going to be like, fuck this, I'm staying here.
Exactly. I wouldn't be surprised if Ramus was like, I'm home now.
Yeah.
It's nice watching you guys all have to suffer with not being able to sleep and not feeling good all the time, you know?
Yeah.
This shit is like it's like Narnia for Ramus, right? You're through the fucking wardrobe now, dude, and you're in the land of Mr. Tumnus eating Turkish delight.
Yeah.
It is a great feeling.
Oh man, and I was really sad that when I gave the jug to Gun Princess, that it didn't work. I was like, oh, that's such a great idea. It's gonna work.
It makes a list of things, and weird Shadowland prune juice liquor is not on that list.
Right.
Well, it makes a list of things, sure. But I mean, it's not like we don't bend rules or break rules.
Yeah, but it's a magic item. If they made an alchemy jug here and it was crafted in this place, then yeah. It's like the thing is that what it makes is set when it was created, not the person who's holding it. Right?
Gotcha.
Okay. So like, yeah, if you gave it to her and you were like, think about wine, it would make wine, right? Whatever the animal is there.
No, that totally makes sense now. Like it makes more sense that the person who was creating the alchemy jug went, these are the things that this can create and nothing else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
To jump back to Ramus, I'm curious both as a player and I think as a character to figure out like why Ramus feels comfortable here. Because I think we all kind of have our ideas, but I want to understand like the actual truth of it. If it's the situation of the truth being out there, if we can X-Files that shit, I don't know if it's necessarily something that's obtainable. But definitely something I'm interested in.
Yeah. Well, and remember too, somebody in chat pointed out a great point that I think that if this were truly like a TV show and we had a visual reference, if you took a screen grab of, you know, one of the shots of Ramus or somebody holding that vial that you were given by the Necromancer King's like goons. Remember that vial you drank that like almost killed you and you're unconscious for like a while? If you compared that to the juice,
right?
Like the big siphon containers.
I had not considered that.
You could draw a parallel between the two and you'd be able to see those things sort of side by side in a way that in our imagination we can't. You know, you can't get to, but yeah, they're absolutely similar for sure. So there's some of that.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty cool. It's cool seeing people pick that stuff up.
Yeah. I had not even like considered that. So,
yeah,
that's cool for sure. Mm-hmm. Anything else? Are we good?
Nothing for me.
I think that's it.
Cool. All right. Well, then we'll call it a recap. 106. We're done. We'll see you in 107.
That's it.
All right. We'll see you guys next Tuesday for the show and then for the post show as well here on Patreon. Have a good one.
Hell yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.